Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has died. 112-year-old Ruth Aunt Esther Strazewski died November 29th. Family members say she died in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strazewski's funeral will be Saturday in Oshkosh. Two people are dead after a crash involving a semi-truck in West Central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says an SUV crossed a median on I-94 near Toma Monday night and hit the semis. A 26-year-old Minnesota woman and a 47-year-old Wisconsin man in the SUV were killed, while the truck drivers from Michigan and Minnesota were hospitalized and are expected to survive. Shortly after that crash, another semi-driver from Minnesota, who didn't follow cones and flares directing traffic around the crash, rear-ended a State Patrol squad car. A trooper who hurt his head in that crash was hospitalized, while the semi-driver involved wasn't injured. The westbound Beltline in Madison was shut down for 3 hours Monday night after a pedestrian was hit by a car. It happened around 7 near Fish Hatchery Road. Madison police say the pedestrian died as a result. Authorities are now trying to figure out why the person was walking on the Beltline. Wisconsin prosecutors have filed 10 additional felony charges against two attorneys and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump, who advised the Republican in 2020 as part of a plan to submit paperwork falsely saying that Trump had won the battleground state that year. Jim Tropas, who was Trump's attorney in Wisconsin, Kenneth Chisborough, an attorney who advised the campaign, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, all initially faced a single felony forgery charge in Wisconsin. But on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Department of Justice filed 10 additional felony charges against each of them for attempting to defraud each of the state's 10 GOP electors. Wisconsin could soon be another step closer to authorizing a sandhill crane hunting season. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is scheduled to vote on 3 draft bills, 2 of which would authorize sandhill crane hunting in the state to help protect farms from crop damage. Because there is no hunting season for the birds, Wisconsin farmers are unable to receive compensation for lost crops. Agriculture officials say sandhill cranes caused nearly $2 million in estimated crop damage in 2023. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to a press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $11 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted roadways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from these roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. For years now, some consumers have been getting text messages stating that a major delivery carrier needs them to update delivery preferences on a package by clicking a link. The problem? The texts are scams, and the links result in the theft of personal information, money, or both. Most consumers love the convenience of making purchases online and having them shipped straight to their doorstep. Delivery scams and theft are particularly prevalent during the holidays when more packages are shipped, but they can happen year-round. Scammers are hoping shoppers are busy or distracted and will act without thinking. The first scams to look out for are phishing texts or emails that pose as official notices from delivery companies. These either contain a tracking link, a message that the shipper is having difficulty delivering a package to you, or a link to update delivery preferences. Clicking the link either takes you to a form that asks for personally identifying information or to a site that downloads malware onto your computer. Another delivery scam involves fake missed delivery tags. Scammers place a note on your door that claims they are having challenges delivering a package to you. They ask you to call a phone number to reschedule your delivery, but it's a ruse to get your personal information. A different delivery scam includes a text stating, "The USPS package has arrived at the warehouse and cannot be delivered due to incomplete address information. Please confirm your address in the link. The U.S. Postal Team wishes you a wonderful day." Other delivery-related issues shoppers face involve package theft. Many consumers have had their packages stolen before they arrive home from work. Thieves snatch packages from doorsteps or lobbies of apartment or condo complexes. Criminals even follow delivery and postal trucks. When the truck leaves, the crooks move in and grab the parcels. You can avoid delivery scams by following these steps. Take precautions to ensure a safe delivery. If you have a valuable or fragile item delivered to your home, purchase shipping insurance. In addition, always get tracking numbers for your purchases and check the shipping progress periodically. Watch out for texts, calls, or emails about a missed delivery. Legitimate delivery services usually leave a missed delivery notice on your door. If you receive a missed delivery notice, examine the form carefully to make sure it is authentic and only then follow their instructions. Keep track of what you've ordered to better understand what is coming and when. Don't click on links. Go to the delivery carrier's website directly or log in and use the retailer's tracking tools. Request a signature when ordering. Chances are this feature may come with a price tag, but it may be worth the extra fee depending on the level of package theft in your area. Requesting a signature means that a delivery service won't be able to drop a package on your doorstep unless someone is around to sign for it. Don't leave packages sitting on your doorstep. Packages left sitting outside are particularly vulnerable to theft. To ensure safe delivery, have your package delivered to your workplace or a trusted friend or neighbor who will be home to accept delivery. Some delivery companies now have lockers where your packages can securely wait for you to pick them up using a one-time code to open the locker. Open your delivery upon receipt to check for damage or signs of tampering. Contact the seller immediately if you believe something is wrong with the shipment or it's not what you ordered. Also, review the seller's return policy for damaged or unwanted items. Visit bbb.org/avoidscams to learn more. If you've been the victim of a delivery scam, report it at bbb.org/scamtracker. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. The vision of Viroqua's 1936 Works Progress Administration bathhouse becoming the Viroqua Welcome Center is closer to becoming a reality. The WPA Bathhouse Task Force has achieved its fundraising goal with the allocation of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Community Development Investment Grant of $250,000. The renovation of the building located at 220 Rock Avenue in the heart of Viroqua is forecast to begin by summer 2025. Key features of the Viroqua Welcome Center will be a visitor and community information center, a meeting and gathering space for community and business use, downtown public restrooms, and a trailhead for Vernon County's recreational trails. While the fundraising milestone is a cause for celebration, the project continues to seek donations and pledges to strengthen its budget and enhance the center's programming and amenities. Additional contributions will help ensure the Viroqua Welcome Center becomes a well-equipped hub. For more information about the Viroqua Welcome Center, including ways to donate, visit viroquabathhousewelcomecenter.org. Public Health Sauk County and SSM Health have announced a life-saving tool in the Lake Delton community. A free public health vending machine inside the SSM Health Lake Delton Urgent Care Clinic. The machine offers free Narcan nasal spray, Deterra medication disposal kits, and listings of local mental health and substance use resources. These free supplies will be available to all during clinic business hours. This is the second public health vending machine to be installed in Sauk County, with the first located in the entrance of the SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Emergency Room. Public Health Sauk County purchased the vending machine and supplies with funding from a Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant. The hope is to secure more grant funds to install more vending machines in other locations in the area. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Nancy Judson.